In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. Put on your bell-bottoms and granny glasses, because we have a hot show in store for you today.
I hope so, because it's freezing outside.
Now, before you listen to my first song, remember this is the 60s.
Of course. So I know it's the 60s. We're living it, baby.
It could be a little weird. Nothing really makes sense in the 60s.
My mother always said that to me, too. The 60s, nothing makes sense with your music, people.
Okay, well, my first song is a 1968 song performed by The Crazy World of Arthur Brown.
That's the name of the group.
Believe it or not, yes. It was released as a single and also on the band's debut album. The single reached number one. In the United Kingdom and in Canada.
Oh, not on the Hot Billboard.
Wait. In October, it reached number two in the United States.
Where?
In the United States.
Yeah, but on what? The Hot 100?
On the Billboard charts. Uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It was also number 19 in Australia.
Why are you going on with about Australia?
It's a worldwide hit. It reached number three in Germany. Four in France. You only hear this on Huntley Community Radio, by the way. Number four in France. Number six in the Netherlands.
Wow.
And number seven in Austria. And number eight in Ireland. All in all, Fire sold over 1 million copies. How about that?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I wonder how many of my number ones on the Hot 100 Billboard sold.
Be amazed at...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
I send you to burn. Fire. I send you to learn. I'll see you now. You fought hard and you saved and earned. Bye.
are all your songs going to be this good? I liked Fire.
Oh, they only get better from this point on.
Well, they got to be good then.
See, this was a worldwide hit. That's why I said that. You know,
so I like this song. I like this song. This is a good one.
Just wait.
Mm. Oh, good.
Do you realize that in January of 1964, the TV show Batman appears for the first time on ABC? He was still the best Batman, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
The show featured Adam West as a superhero Batman and Burt Ward as his young sidekick Robin.
It was fun.
Whatever happened to Robin?
I don't know. But I really did like Batman. Pow! Bang! I just loved that show.
He was the best.
Mm-hmm. Your songs are about fire, and my songs are about hot women.
Like you, dear?
Yes, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're trying to make brownie points with me today.
You betcha.
Which brings me to my first song that was recorded by Roy Orbison. It was released as a single in August 1964 and spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It was the second single by Orbison to top the U.S. charts. The record ultimately sold 7 million copies and marked the high point in Orbison's career. Within months of its release in October 1964, the single was certified gold by the RIAA. At the year's end, Billboard ranked it the number four song for 1964. Here's Pretty Woman. In 1964, Mary Quant opens a boutique in London and experiments with making her skirts shorter and shorter in response to her customers' comments. Quant is attributed to have her name her skirts after her favorite make of car. Guess what it was?
I don't know.
Dum, 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 dum.
Could it be the mini?
You betcha. And thus was born the mini skirt, just like my Mini Cooper.
And the way your skirts used to be.
Used to be.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Young friends, this is a cuckoo bird.
Puff, puff, Cocoa Puffs, yum, yum, yum. Puff.
Want to have some fun? Puff, yum, watch.
Yum, yum. Oh, wee. Watch out, because I'm... Cuckoo bird, Cocoa Puffs, Cocoa Puffs, Cocoa Puffs.
It happens all the time. It's because Cocoa Puffs are made with delicious Hershey's cocoa. Luscious little chocolate crisp corn puffs.
He caught me by surprise. Oh, no. I can't resist them.
Another Big G cereal from General Mills.
That's when breakfast cereal used to be really good. It was basically just sugar.
And chocolate candy.
And chocolate. It was great.
Oh, really great.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1966. Miranda rights is a name of the formal warning that is required to be given by police in the United States to criminal suspects in police custody before they are interrogated. Its purpose is to ensure the accused is aware of and reminded of these rights under the U.S. Constitution, and they know that they can invoke them at any time during the interview. Listen to the newsreel.
On the 13th of June 1966, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Miranda v. Arizona that all criminal suspects must be informed of their Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights before questioning. Any suspect arrested in the USA must now be informed of four key rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. And if you cannot afford one, one will be appointed for you. Known as the Miranda Warning, the requirement for the police to inform all criminal suspects of these rights came about as the result of Arizona laborer Ernesto Miranda's 1963 conviction for kidnapping and rape.
In February 1967, after the Supreme Court decision set aside Miranda's initial conviction, the state of Arizona retried him. At the second trial, with his confession excluded from evidence, he was again convicted, and he spent 11 years in prison. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back in time.
You know what they say, if you play with fire, you might get burned.
Another fire song?
You betcha.
Am I gonna like it?
Sure.
Oh, good.
My second song is a song by the English rock band The Rolling Stones. Perhaps you've heard of them?
Oh, I know of them. Yes, he's got the big lips.
It was originally released as a B-side to the song The Last Time. It was later included on the American release of their 1965 album, Out of Our Heads. It went to number 96 on the Billboard Top 10.
They don't have a Billboard Top 10, my love.
Oh, well, this one made it to 96 somewhere. Listen to Play With Fire.
Well, you've got your diamond and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Now I like that song too. You're doing good.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I like your fire songs.
Thank you.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Harold's Memory Improvement School, owned and operated by that renowned memory expert, good old Harold, you know him.
That sounds sort of like me. My next song will break your heart.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
Since the song was a hit single in the United States, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, not Hot 10, Hot 100, dear.
I said Top 10.
Mm-hmm. And on the Cashbox Top 100, it reached number 1. She's still breaking hearts. Here's Simon Garfunkel with Cecilia.
Breaking my heart.
On May 3rd, 1966, the game Twister became a success when actress Ava Gabor played it with Johnny Carson on his television show, The Tonight Show. I had that game. It was a blast.
It was a lot of fun.
If you gave that to me now and told me to go in some of those positions, oh my God, I would never be able to get up.
Well, that's the whole deal. You have to be able to put your elbow on red and stuff like that. We can't do that now.
Not anymore.
No. My last song for today is a hot one.
It's another hot one.
Yes,
you're doing good.
Thank you. You liked my first two, so this is like the grand finale.
Okay.
And it's from your favorite artist.
Wait. Had two great songs today.
I know, and this one is going to be even better.
And it's not by who I think it is, is it?
It is by your favorite artist.
You were going strong, too, and I'm definitely leaving the room if you play it. Are you going to play it?
My last song is a song written by Jimi Hendrix and recorded
I'm out.
By
the... I'm out.
Okay, it was recorded by the Jimi Hendrix Experience in early 1967. It was featured on their 1967 debut album, Are You Experienced? Now that she's gone, turn it up and enjoy. Fire.
Stand next to your fire.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say-